You can always hope. The Navy and Marine Corps pegged 2017 as the date they'll integrate their public internet connections into a shared cybersecurity architecture. But the services say they still have some unanswered questions about who pays for what. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu has more in this week's edition of Inside the DoD Reporter's Notebook.
This is something that the Navy and the Marine Corps definitely want to do, and it is part of the whole joint information environment that DoD is gradually building toward. In fact, it really is going to be one of the first large tangible things. It started, of course, as an Army and Air Force project to start to consolidate the security infrastructure of those two services because they were very much scattered in a base-by-base and major-command-by-major-command approach. And besides being inefficient to operate and not necessarily that secure, That kind of architecture is very difficult for an organization like U.S. Cyber Command to try and monitor and defend because they're trying to look down through, you know, three different levels, maybe even more, of firewalls all architected to different standards. So they can't see, you know, individual endpoints on the network. So that was the origin of this. It was being built in partnership with the Defense Information Systems Agency. It eventually became a piece of, as I said, the Joint Information Environment. Navy and Marine Corps say they do want to move toward this, but the hang-ups right now are mostly around the business case for it because, as you'll recall, the Navy and Marine Corps have what is called the Navy Marine Corps intranet on the Navy side. The Marine Corps has the Marine Corps Enterprise Network. Through the Next Generation Enterprise Network process, they have just finished buying all of that infrastructure, including the security infrastructure. So they have essentially the same level of quality as what the Joint Regional Security Stacks are bringing to the Army and the Air Force right now. And I think a lot of the arguments right now are, okay, we have what you're building right now. Why should we be putting money in right now to basically secure your systems when we have something that is perfectly adequate? At any rate, there are ongoing discussions. The most recent DoD-wide summit happened a couple weeks ago at Fort Huachuca, and there are differing accounts of exactly what happened at that summit. As you'll hear later this week on my colleague Jason Miller's show, Ask the CIO, Mike Krieger, the deputy CIO for the Army, told us that everybody's on board, there's a funding plan, and all of DoD is going to come together around these JRSS stacks in 2016. I heard from a very senior Navy official last week that, no, we haven't agreed to move until 2017, at least not yet, mainly because of those issues that I talked about before. Brigadier General Kevin Nally, the Marine Corps CIO, had a pretty similar message when I had asked him a question about this at an FCA event on Friday.
And we did an analysis with DISA folks, DOD folks, and my folks on our security stacks and what a JRSS, Joint Regional Security Stack, what the capabilities and the capacity of it are. Ours are cheaper, a lot cheaper. It doesn't necessarily have the 20 gig capacity that the JRSS is looking at for DoD, but we have 9 deployed on Nipper, 9 on Sipper, so ours are cheaper. We know they work every day because they're tested, operate every day.
And Nally says he's not going to take the locks off of the security system that the Marine Corps already has on its networks. So to bottom line my long-winded description of what's going on here, I think everybody is moving to JRSS. It's just a matter of who pays for it and when everybody goes.
We're speaking with DoD reporter Jared Serbu, and that line that the general used, cheaper, ours are cheaper, that's got to resonate these days.
Yeah, that's right. I think for one thing, because the infrastructure is already there. And frankly, the Marine Corps is paying for less bandwidth into its existing security stacks. They're going to be, the JRSS versions are going to be 20 gigabit because they're going to be architected to support, you know, all 4 of the military services. And, you know, to hear Mike Krieger tell it, this is really the first time in, I think, any of the military services history where they actually have more bandwidth available to them on individual post camps and stations than there is demand for it, which is a nice place to be. We'll see how long that lasts.
But to get back to the original question of having a common cyber infrastructure, isn't right. The implication you really should have a common infrastructure?
Yeah, and that's another one of the questions that they're kind of working out. When we talked to Terry Halverson maybe a month or two ago, who's the DoD CIO in a media roundtable, he says, you know, that the architecture needs to meet a common standard, but it doesn't necessarily mean that every individual piece of infrastructure has to be the exact same black box in the Navy side versus the Army and Air Force side. As long as everything can communicate together in a common architecture, it doesn't really matter necessarily what kind of hardware you buy. So that might might mean that the Navy and Marine Corps might be able to migrate into JRSS, potentially using some of their own existing infrastructure without going to a whole bunch of expense in buying completely brand new shiny stuff, at least in the shorter term.
And on that security theme, you also have an item that DOD is migrating to the NSA-managed process for mobile device security approvals. That sounds like a kind of jointness on the mobility end of things.
Yeah, it's not just jointness in terms of DOD, but potentially across the federal government. This is the National Information Assurance Partnership, or NIAP, and it's been around for quite a while, more than you know, at least a dozen years. But it has not gotten a very friendly reception from industry, because up until now, in order to get the kind of certification that this NSA managed process would give you, it routinely cost millions of dollars and several years. NIAP has gone through a pretty significant revamp on the U.S. government side. This is, by the way, an international process that's used by about two dozen countries. NIAP is the U.S. version of a 26-nation approach, which is called the Common Criteria Evaluation and Validation Scheme. And the revamp that's happened lately is it's going to rely much more heavily on a single, you know, predetermined, pre-published list of what are called protection profiles, so that the independent labs who are certifying these devices and pieces of software know exactly what they're measuring against, and it's going to be done on a consistent basis. In DOD, what you need as the end product in order to certify a piece of hardware or software to operate on DOD networks is what's called a Security Technical Implementation Guide. And that has historically taken a very long time to generate, and that's particularly relevant in the mobile space because that particular kind of technology moves so quickly. So we all recall that the first time DOD tried to certify an Android smartphone with a STIG, by the time the STIG was ready, the device was no longer on the market. The first time that they've tried to put this kind of mobile technology through the NIAP process, with the cooperation of the vendors, I should say, and the vendors going through some expense, they did actually get NIAP certifications, in this case, for the Samsung Galaxy S4 and S5, before they were actually available at retail. So this may have a lot of potential to actually meet DOD's goals of actually getting newer mobile technology into the hands of its users before it's obsolete.
All right. So speaking of mobility, there's a Sea Lift Command is getting mobile. They're lifting and moving out of D.C.
Yeah, they're calling it a consolidation because about half of their headquarters staff already works and operates down in Norfolk, Virginia. They got the green light from Navy headquarters last week to move all of their Washington-based employees down to Norfolk. So they'll basically be in at least one geographic area, if not in one building. It's going to cost about $31 million up front, but they think that they'll achieve some long-term savings there through efficiencies. But interestingly, and I think this probably will not surprise anyone who's watched any other agency's major move out of D.C., most of the workforce is not going. Based on the surveys that they've done so far, they expect fewer than half of the people who are working in D.C. now to make the move down to Hampton Roads. So over this five-year phased move that they're going to be doing, they're also going to need to be doing quite a bit of hiring along the way, it looks like.
Well, Hampton Yards is a lot further from Nationals Park than the Navy Yard is.
It is indeed. I think there's a farm team down there of some kind, isn't there? You're the baseball guy.
Could be. But the other thing I wanted to ask you about, too, I know you've already interviewed him, but Bob Hale going to Booz Allen. Sounds like he's got a pretty wide perch, big portfolio there.
Yeah, he's gonna be called a fellow at Booz Allen, which is a title I had never heard of there. It's apparently because there's only three or four of them. He told me he's going to work about 3 days a week, and the firm has agreed to fund his writing and speaking on what he says are topics of interest to him. Not just financial management, he says, but some other things too, although he hasn't exactly hammered that out. But one thing he says that he does want to focus a lot of energy on, which he frankly did while he was still DOD comptroller, was making sure federal employees know that their value to the system is a lot greater than what's usually reflected in rhetoric from Congress and maybe on cable news shows. So he wants to spend a lot of time, to the extent that he can, working outside of government, making sure federal employees understand that they're valued.